I wish my dog would just go lay down and chill. This is something that we hear a lot from our clients. So on this week's episode, this month's training tip is going to be teaching your dog an on-your-bed command. What do we mean? We'll talk about it next. All right, let's get this week's episode going. Hey, everybody, I am Jake, and welcome to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. Me and my wife own OnDogTrainingAcademy.com. It's an online dog training company. We got courses, webinars, workshops, you name it. So check out OnDogTrainingAcademy.com for more information. On this week's episode, I'm really excited to talk about this because I feel like this is a tip that a lot of people need to hear. It's not something that I think is trained readily, or I mean, maybe it is, but I don't think it's something, I think it's something that needs to be trained more, if that makes sense. And that is an on-your-bed place, whatever you want to call it, command. Now, this is something I personally think needs to start being introduced in like beginner-level classes and things like that, or even a puppy class, because the benefits of it are so great. And this is something I want you guys to train your dogs to this month. And the reason I think this is beneficial is if you ever taken your dog to a patio, a restaurant, somewhere like that, and you want your dog to just chill out. You're like, I just want you to lay here and relax, whatever. And they just have a hard time with it. Well, something that can make it easier, and we used to do this all the time with service dogs when we trained them, is we would lay down a little fleece pad, and through our training, we'd say, on your bed, or place, and the dog would go there, lay down. Because we've trained them, when that mat's out there, and I say place, you go lay on this thing. Your job now, dog, is to lay on this mat, on this little fleece blanket. And it doesn't have to be huge. I don't care the size of your dog. I mean, you've seen dogs lay in beds that they don't fit in, that are way too small for them. So you don't need a lot. You just need something. So you lay it down, you say, lay on this. When you're at home and you want to just watch TV and your dog is hyper or crazy, or if chaos is going, kids are running around and you just want to get your dog out of the way, teaching them that, hey, go on your bed, lay down and stay is super, super valuable because it gets them out of the way. Instead of just saying, go lay down, and then the dog lays down right where you tell them to, right where you told them, and they're still in the way. Now you've given them, go over to your place and lay down and stay. So I think this is a really valuable training tool, a very valuable command that needs to be trained more. We use it all the time. Like, we'll be out on our deck and we'll be sitting there, and I'll look at Luda and he's pacing around or just doesn't seem to want to be able to settle. I'll grab his cot, throw his cot out on the deck, just because decks can get a little bit warm in the summer. And I'll say, all right, bud, go on your bed. And he'll go up there, he'll lay down, and then he's happy. He's like, I have a place to lay. It's elevated. It's breezy. So you can use, I guess with that being said, you can use cots, which I really like. You can use blankets, little fleece blankets. I train my dog to all of them. It doesn't matter what I'm using. If I throw something on the ground and tell them place, they need to go over and lay on it. So this is something I think is really easy to train. You just need some treats and you're going to start to lure your dog, and you're going to lure them onto that fleece blanket, onto that pad, onto that bed, onto that cot. You're going to lure them into a down. And once they're in a down, you're going to praise them and reward them. And you're going to do this repeatedly over and over and over. And over time, because repetition is always key, your dog's going to start to understand when you say on your bed and lure them onto their bed, it means get on the bed, lay down, and then eventually stay. And you'll be able to start to add distance to it, and you'll be able to start to add time to it. Don't rush it, but this is something that is extremely valuable to do. Like when we take our dogs on patios and stuff, it's so easy to be able to just throw a little fleece blanket or something in my wife's purse, or we have a little dog backpack. If we're bringing our dog somewhere, we used to have a little backpack thing. We'd throw it in there because it's easy to transport. And then we just chuck it on the ground, have them lay on it, give them a little Nylabone or something to chew on, we're set. But just giving your dog that job, that I think is something that can be missing at times. Where you're just like, dude, I just want you to chill out. Well, sometimes chilling out to a dog is, here's your job. Your job is to lay on this and chew on a bone. Doesn't sound like a job, but to a dog, that could be a job. This is what I want you to do now. Because sometimes dogs who don't know what to do pace around, they get a little frantic, they just are uncomfortable. So I recommend this month figuring out what your dog prefers, whether it's a cot, a fleece blanket, whatever. And even if they don't like the cot, like some dogs don't like to climb up on the cot because it's elevated and maybe it makes a little noise when they climb on it. Just take some treats, throw them up there, start to get, you know, get creative and just lure them up there. Don't force them. Just lure them onto it. Praise them for going up there. It's going to be very beneficial to you guys, I promise. So guys, that is going to be it. This is a short one this week, but I wanted to give you this information because I think it's valuable and it's a good training tip slash goal for this month. Train your dog on your bed, place, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. But make sure, just like with any other command, that command only means one behavior. So guys, I hope that was helpful for you. Make sure to like and subscribe if you're listening to this on YouTube. Make sure to review this as well if you're listening to this on any of our podcast platforms. And if you guys need more information about us at On Dog Training Academy, you can visit our website, ondogtrainingacademy.com. So if you found this useful, definitely check out more. We're on many of the socials, so Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. That might be it. Maybe we're not on so many. We're on TikTok, but we're not really on TikTok, so maybe don't go look there. But anyways, guys, I hope that was helpful. Make sure to share this with your friends because everybody can benefit from having a better dog. And like always, we'll see you next week. Good dog.